Hello, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. I am Charles. What have you been doing? How are you? Hope everyone is good. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for all the comments that you've left on YouTube. Just to let you know, in case if you want to write to the podcast, you can always write to iqupod@myownkindofrunway.com. Just in case if you want me to talk about anything or have any questions. Okay. Sorry about my voice. I don't know. I'm sounding very weird today. I don't know if it's me. Okay. Let's get into it. Before I start, I have a few things that I want to talk about that happened this week. One of them was something that happened to me directly. I don't know if I mentioned a bit of this last week in the last episode. Maybe I did, but it's the same person. Okay. If I did, then I'm going to repeat it again. I can't just remember. And another thing is a video that was shared to me, my God, about this pastor preaching in a church in somewhere in Nigeria called Wari. And I rarely make commentaries on videos or stitch videos. I stitched this video. For some reason, TikTok is not pushing it. I don't know why, but that's one of those things anyway. So let's get into this first story. This guy joined my TikTok live a few days ago with almost 10 accounts. He was coming up with different accounts. And day before yesterday or so, a few days ago, he came on and he came with 5 different accounts. He came with the first one. I said to him, if you are disrespectful, I am going to block you. He was. I blocked that account. He requested again, came up with another account, disrespected, was saying mean things and saying how he's going to unalive people and do whatever. I blocked him. Came up with the third account, did the same thing, I blocked him. The fourth account, I blocked him. And then the fifth time, one of the moderators blocked him. They do not understand this. For the life of me, this boggles the mind. A lot of these people say that they don't like gay people. They don't like queer people. Why are you trying so much to speak to me? Why do you want to speak to me so much? It does not make any sense at all. You are telling me that you are going to take me to so-and-so, pray for me, make me repent. I should remove Igbo in my titles. It is giving DL homosexuals, homosexual, because I don't understand for the life of me, if you do not like somebody, why are you speaking to them? Why are you trying so much to speak to me? Why? I don't understand why you are trying so much. And what really, really makes me laugh is when some of these people come to speak to us and they say, oh, you're a woman, you're this, you're this. Why are you so preoccupied with queer love, with gay sex? Are you the woman? Are you the man? Yari, 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 yada. This is giving unhinged. This is giving I am mad. This is giving I need help. This is giving that you need to speak to a therapist or a psychiatrist because you need help. We LGBTQIA plus individuals are not your problem. I don't know how many times I need to express this. It is tiring. It's crazy. He's not the only one. And you know what's so funny? Kosi was saying to me on TikTok Live the other day, Charles, have you seen this thing where they have this horse with their ass really, really wide? That is what they post on my page. Literally, you are preoccupied with gay sex. A lot of these people, which is quite sad actually, are gay people themselves. Because you come on a platform to insult gay people does not mean people don't know you are gay. Whether you insult me from today till tomorrow, if you are a lesbian, once I speak to you and I talk to you for a while, I will know. If you are a gay man, I will know by the things you say to me. 99.9% of these men who do this higgy and haga are DL homosexuals. Because when you start to speak to them, you begin to unpack a lot of things. You begin to realize how they are struggling, how their church and the elders and people in their family have told them that being gay is bad. There is nothing wrong with you struggling with your sexuality. That is something that happens to most people. But what is wrong is you always insulting gay people unnecessarily, insulting queer people unnecessarily. It does not make any sense. And then here I am, minding my own business, minding my business as I always do, being juicy, being the vibes, living in my own cocoon of being at peace with my sexuality. And someone sent me a video of this pastor talking about gay people. in his church. What is so sad about this whole thing is that I understand that people preach about things in church and people go to church. You can preach whatever you want to preach about. But the whole thing about the sermon that he gave and how he talked about it, to me, it is violence. It is disgraceful. It is disturbing. It is giving internalized homophobia. It is giving I am obsessed with gay sex. It is giving unhinged. It is so weird to me. I don't even have any words to express this in the way I want to. I think I do, but I just have forgotten. It is crazy. He was there saying things like top and bottom, that the bottom is the woman, the top is the man. And he was bending over, giving them the way you will squat when you're having sex and all of these things. And then he ended up claiming that he asked the guy, where did you meet all of these people? The guy gave him this app and he was trying to register on this gay app and he hasn't been successful. Why do you want to register on a gay app? And why are you talking about the details of sex between two men? And can I just make this very, very clear? And some gay people, especially gay people from Nigeria and some African countries, think like this. And you need to unlearn this nonsense. Someone that is the top is not the man. The person that is the bottom is not the woman. There is no woman and there is no man. It is two men. People love different things when it comes to sex. In gay sex, there are people who like that to be bottom and there are people who like to be top. There are people who enjoy both. It does not make you a woman or a man. It does not make you less of a man. It does not make you effeminate. You can have sex however you want to have sex. It is a sexual activity. What makes you a gay person is your attraction to a man. The attraction is what makes you gay. Your sexual activities does not make you a man or a woman. This really, really annoys me. And can I let all of you know, both you gay Nigerians and gay Africans, just because of you had sex with somebody and that person bottomed for you doesn't mean that that person is useless. That is why some of you will come and say, oh, I slept with that person, I fucked them, blah, blah, blah. Stop doing that. You saw their ecstasy face and they saw your ecstasy face. That is it. There is no man or woman. Because the thing is, if you are in love with somebody, whether that person is on top or bottom, you are still going to be emotionally involved. If they break your heart, you will feel bad. This pastor, let me get into this pastor. He is wild. That is not word of God. That is not preaching about love. What I know about God, despite the fact that I don't go to church, I don't care anymore. But what I do know is that God is love and God lives in everybody. If you are in a church, you're preaching that way. What you are doing is violence. You are making your congregation aware that they should do harmful things to gay people, that being gay is horrible. That is what you are doing. A lot of you pastors who do these things are actually gay men yourselves. You are not comfortable with who you are. Because why don't you just preach about love? That being gay, you can love a gay person. They are human beings like you. We are all human at the end of the day. But what you are preaching is hate. Hate, hate, and control. And what you are doing is you are equipping your congregation that if they see anyone that is gay, they should attack them. That it is bad to be gay, to be a lesbian, to be a queer person, to be a trans woman, a trans man. That is what you are doing in your so-called house of God. A lot of you who preach these things are wicked and violent. It is not about love. It is not about compassion. It is not about kindness. It is about control and wickedness. Because if you believe that God created everyone in their own image and likeness, you should be preaching, come one, come all. Everyone is allowed in the house of God. But that is not what you are preaching. You are preaching hate and violence. And that is why I don't go to churches. I don't believe in all of this nonsense. Because if you are going to be on your pulpit spreading violence, hate, lack of compassion, spreading wickedness, why do you think a gay person, a queer person will be okay to come to your church? That is mad to me. I just wanted to say this. I just wanted to get it out of the way. And I'm going to say this. If you are a gay person, a queer person, someone who is LGBTQIA+, you want to go to a church, look for churches where you are welcomed. There are churches who are gay friendly, queer friendly. Go to those places. Don't go to churches where you are not welcomed. That's all I'm going to say. Let's get into today. Legacy. I have always been asked, do you want children? Why don't you want children? Who is going to take over your name, yada, 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 when you are no longer here? And that really, really makes me laugh all the time when people say this, because it's very, very simple. It is a simple-minded way of looking at things, which is so weird to me. Because there's so much in this world that people can do. Everyone is not going to have children. Every fucking body on the face of the earth is not going to have children. So this episode is about legacy, not just inheritance, property, or children, but the cultural, emotional, and spiritual footprint where people of African descent and queer people in general live behind. When family tries to erase us, when culture pretends we don't exist, what does it mean to define and create our own lineage? This is some form of question, right? What does it mean to define and create our own lineage? What is that for you? Because lineage, when you are a queer person, you can have children if you want. Two men can have children. There's so many ways to have children in 2025. You can do that if that is what you want. For someone like me, I never aspired to having children. I don't want children. I love children, but I just don't want children of my own. That is how I feel today. I don't know if that will change tomorrow, but I don't think that will change because that ship has sailed. But when family tries to erase you, erase us, when culture pretends that we don't exist by speaking to you that your existence does not matter, but then you need to ask yourself, what does it mean to define and create my own lineage? And you have to answer that for yourself. There is so many ways to do that. And you have been doing that already, but I don't think you know. Because sometimes when you are in an environment when everyone is literally telling you that you need to have children, that having children is the way forward, that if you don't have children, that means that you are useless. That is why when certain women don't have children, when some women don't have children, people don't realize maybe they are struggling, maybe it is medical, maybe it is the way God created them. They will shame them and call them witches. In some African countries, they do this in Nigeria. They will insult you, shame you. I remember there was a lady that came on TikTok Live a few days ago. I think it was last week. I don't want to mention her name. I remember her name. She is wonderful. Extremely wonderful, beautiful soul. And let me not lie to you. If I happen to get to know that woman, I would love someone like that to be my friend. She is child-free. And she explains so many things that she's gone through. How people disgraced her, insulted her, made fun of her because she doesn't have children. And this is something a lot of you need to learn. Shaming someone for not having children is actually not a good thing. Because some of you think that you have children, you have your children because you want them to be your pension. And some of you are not good parents. You are not good mothers, good fathers. That is why you see people when they get old, sometimes their children will not even come to see them. A lot of you have children who don't love you. Because you are bad parents. I am not a parent, but I know people that I have been so kind to. It's not even financial, the way I have treated them, how I have done things for them. They will say to me, oh, I'm going to do this for you when you are this, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, no, I just want you to be okay. You are not responsible for me, my darling. I say this to my nephew and my niece all the time. You are not responsible for me. Be it now, in my old age, I just want you to be successful and do well for yourself. And I will assist when I can. If I don't have, I will tell you that I don't have. But as long as I live and I'm able to assist, whether you are in your 40s, your 50s, and I'm alive, and I'm able to help you and support you, I will do that. Because that is what you do when you want a child in your life. If that child happens to be doing well tomorrow, is fantastic, successful, and all of these things, and they decide to do something for you, that should be something they want to do for you, that they should not be obliged to do that. It is not an obligation for them to take care of you. Your children are not responsible for you. They are not obligated to do such things, but they can, if they can afford it, and they are in a position to do it, but it shouldn't be something that you demand, that you expect as a parent. And this is where a lot of our African parents fail. Not only African parents, a lot of parents, some parents, let me say, fail in this aspect. Okay? So I just wanted to make that clear. When Nigerian people, when Igbo people, when Yoruba people, when Ibibio people, when African people in general talk about legacy, it's always about children, land, and names. This is what they talk about. I literally had this conversation with an Igbo woman that came on TikTok Live. I've had this so many times. And she was like, are you not going to have children? What of your lineage? What of your name? And somebody asked her that, do you know your grandfather? Your great, 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 great grandfather? She said no. And the person was like, there you go. There's so many things that people do sometimes when they ask, because you are a gay person, they insult you by saying, oh, you are old, you should have children. You should have children. You are someone's father, blah, 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 la, 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 la. Nonsense, right? And that boggles the mind, because some of these people really don't know. They mean well, but majority of them don't mean well. They are just disrespectful. They want to tell you that you are wasting your time, that you are not a man for being gay. Since you are a gay man, you are not able to have children, that's a shame. And then when you say to them, okay, are you going to allow me to marry you now that you know that I'm gay? They will be like, God forbid. And at the same time, some of these people don't understand that you can have children as a gay man, actually. There's surrogacy. There is adoption. You can foster children as well. Okay? And what happens when you are queer and they tell you your existence is a dead end? What happens? I have really, really talked about it so much. But what happens? Your existence is not a dead end. It is not. You have so many things that you've done so far. You've touched a lot of people. Your legacy will continue to live. There are a lot of people in this world that their legacy, their children are enjoying their legacy. Nobody's even talking about their children, but they are known. There are a lot of famous people like this who have touched so many people through their music. You can touch people through kindness, through doing so many things, through being present. There's so many things. My legacy may be one child that is struggling, that is queer, that thinks that their life is ending, and they see me speaking, talking about LGBTQIA+, being present, thriving, laughing, being here. And that will really change their life. And then they will tell somebody else about me in a few years' time. That person tells somebody else and things like that. Even if that does not happen, even if it ends with him, that's okay. And who says that you must have legacy anyway? Even if you don't have legacy and you live in this world being happy, being wonderful, being yourself, being at peace with yourself, enjoying your life whilst you are here on this earth. Who said that it is a wrong thing to just be, to just exist and live your life? I want to make this clear to a lot of these homophobic, good-for-nothing people who always use this as a weapon. What of your legacy? What of your lineage? My dear, everybody is not going to have children. Everybody is not going to have children. That's just a fact. And I don't understand why these people don't understand this. Because it's pretty, pretty easy to understand. It is simple as fuck to understand that everyone is not going to have children. Or most of these people who think they are clever, a lot of very stupid people who think they are clever don't actually know that they are not clever. And those are the worst people who are so stupid and not realize that they are not that clever and they think they know everything. Those are the worst people. It's so funny when people speak to me like this and they will be talking to me like they are very, very smart. And I will be looking at them. You're so dumb. You are so, 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 so dumb. I'll be looking at them. I'll be like, this is so wild to me. You are so stupid and you think you are smart. So just to let you know, everyone is not going to have children. Okay? Let's call out the lie. Let's call it out. The myth that queer people can't build legacy is just a massive lie. Okay? Okay? It's just a massive lie. Another thing I want to say is that the African culture, the Nigerian culture, tries to give a lot of worth to marriage and children. There's a lot of power given to this. That is why sometimes you come to certain families, if a woman is not able to have children, her husband's family will disgrace her. I have been in a situation where I have seen women being disgraced insulted, told that they are not, that they are women, that you are a witch, that you are useless. Why are you even here? You should give my brother a child, give my son a child. Sometimes it's the men who are shooting blanks, you know. I have experienced this, not personally, but I've been around where this happened. And the mother of the woman, the mother of the man was giving this woman hell. But her husband was shooting blanks. His spam was not doing anything. And he was trying as much as possible to explain to the mother. She wasn't getting it. Eventually, they went for treatment and everything. Luckily for her, she gave birth. And you know the thing, right? The woman I respect, because when she gave birth and the mother of the man came and was saying everything and was like happy, that's when she said, I really need to talk to you. I don't know them like that. It's a friend of mine that knows them. And she said, she sat her down with her husband and tried to explain to her and say, look at the thing. If not because I love your son, the way you treated me was horrible. They showed her everything. Your son was having problems, that this is the reason why. And I just did not want to break your heart. And I took all of this because I know that we are going for treatment and he's taking all the medications and eating all the things that he needed to eat to get the spam count or whatever they call it, for it to do what it's supposed to do, you know? And she started crying and she apologized. You know, why I'm saying this is that don't shame anybody for not having children, because you don't know what their story is. You don't know the whole story. Maybe they want to be child-free. Maybe they really want children, but they can't have it. And that can be really, really heart-wrenching when you do that. So learn how to respect people. You don't know people's story. Legacy is not just bloodlines. It is impact. It is memory. It is love that outlives you. My mother is no longer here. I know she gave birth to me. Can you imagine if my mother was wicked? I think I will not remember her, but everything I remember about my mother is the love she gave me, the sacrifices she made, everything she did to make sure that I am where I am today. She doesn't have to be my biological mother to do this, but it happens to be that she's my biological mother. You don't have to be a biological father to be a dad. And a lot of people forget this. I am not a biological father. I don't have children, but I am going to say this. I am a fatherly figure to some people that I am related to, some extremely young people that I know. They look up to me and I give them advice. I support them financially sometimes when I can, and I do what I need to do. I show them love. I show them kindness. I show them the way. They come to me for advice. I am not saying that I know it all, because I don't. But the little I know and the little I have, I help with that. Somebody spoke to me not long ago that I knew. I never knew the impact I had in his life. I got to know this person because they are neighbors with my sister. And I was staying with my sister at the time. And this person said to me that everything they know today, both reading, writing, and everything they know, was because of me. Because what I used to do when I come back from university, I was at University of Maiduguri at the time. During holiday, I would be like, go and get your book, get this. I would say, okay, let's read. In my free time, my spare time, I would read with him, do assignments, homework with him, the ones that I can do, and teach him so many things. Even introduce him to certain kinds of music and movies and things. I didn't know that I did this. I never ever thought of this until recently he was telling me about this. When he told me this, I got off the phone. I cried though. Because I know this person's story. I know their story. And up until today, I still want to be able to help. I haven't been able to do the things the way I should have been able to do it, because it's something that will take a lot and I'm not in a position to do that. But I will help towards that, no matter how little it is. You don't have to be someone's father to be impactful in their life, to have any impact, to show love, to treat them right, to make sure that their life is okay. You don't have to have your children. If you happen to be lucky to have your own child, that is wonderful. That is amazing. There is legacy in chosen family, especially for us queer people. There is a lot of legacy in that. We queer people, we are building networks of care, mentorship, and survival. And this happens in so many ways through a lot of communities that we build, to be able to mentor each other, to be able to provide support, to be able to equip ourselves how to survive. We do this all the time. That is a massive legacy that being a queer person teaches you survival. It teaches you how to be creative in adversity. Chosen family often shows up where blood family disappears. I remember one time I had a serious problem in Manchester, just problem financially and with my work. And it was someone that I know and other people that I know, they were the one that got me through the whole thing. They got me through it. They supported me, gave me advice. At the time, I was waiting for my indefinite leave to remain. And the company I was working with just said, oh, you should not be coming. And if you are a black man, you understand what black tax is. I was making not a lot of money. What am I saying? I was making money, but I was at the same time sending money back home, doing things and whatever. And I ran into my savings because I waited for this document for a long time. And I just don't know, for some reason, there was delay with documents with the Home Office or something. And I showed the company everything. They were supposed to allow me to be working, but they didn't. And I was still sending money back home to Nigeria. I was still solving problems. So my money was dried up somehow. I went into my savings and everything. But my friends helped. My chosen family helped. They gave me the ones they could give me. And then one of them borrowed me some money or lent me some money. Which one is the right thing? I borrowed money from one of them. I can't even think straight. You know, but that's what happens. I'm giving this example because things like this happen. It's people who will help you. There are people who are struggling right now, and there's nobody to even lend them some money, for them to borrow money from, or a place to stay. When you have this, when you've created a community like the way we do, there is power in that. Because at this point in time, where was my family? At the time, they have already started suspecting that I'm gay. None of them was speaking to me aside from my sisters. And I couldn't go to anybody. I just don't want to go into this. Sometimes your real inheritance is the community you pour into. And you should understand this. The people who inherit the teachings that you give. Like, let me use something very, very simple. Not simple, complex, but really, really an example that everyone can relate to. Teachers. Their real inheritance is the children, the community, the students that they pour into. That is their inheritance. That is their legacy. That is why being a teacher is one of the best careers to me. I love teachers. I respect teachers because they build the world. They build communities. They build people. They train people. Their legacy is massive. So if you are teaching people as a gay person, as a queer person, directly or indirectly, your legacy is massive. And I just want you to know this. Legacy through culture and creativity. Africans, queer Nigerians existed and thrived. Not only queer people, just in general. Look at someone like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Prince, Luda Vandross, and all of these people. Musicians, content creators, and the things that you leave on social media everywhere. That is your legacy through creativity. People are going to see you because this allows you to exist and thrive and show people what needs to be done. Like today, I was playing Whitney Houston songs. Okay? Sometimes I play Michael Jackson. Sometimes I play Aaliyah. And these people are no longer here, but their legacy remains up until today. And my legacy, personally, is not silence. It's a style. It is my story. It is a proof that I am here. And when I'm no longer here, you say you were here. Your legacy is not your silence. It is who you are. It is your style. It is your story. It is proof that you are here. That is why I was saying that you can just literally live and be yourself and be present and enjoy your life, even if you don't create anything. That is still you. You've come to this earth. You've lived. You've thrived. You've existed. You were here. You don't have to have children to have enjoyed your life. You know, the thing that really, really gets to me is when families try to rewrite histories to hide queer lives. And the battle of us trying as much as possible not to be erased. I was watching a trans woman one time, and she said something that really, really touched me. She said, I don't want to be in a situation where I pass away and they call me a woman. I want them to call me my name that I am, that I lived as a woman. Because sometimes what happens to queer people is that people try as much as possible to erase you, to rewrite the history, to hide queer lives. And that is something that no matter what, there's been some queer people in Nigeria. Some of them I know, some of them I don't know, but people still remember them. People still remember them. There is someone, I just don't want to mention their name precisely, but she will be remembered forever and ever. She was here. She is still here, and she will continue to be here because people will talk about her 100 years from today. You are never going to be able to erase us. Whether we have children or not, the fact that we have lived here, the fact that I have lived here, I am living here, I am here. You will talk about me if I'm no longer here. And that is the same for every queer person. Our voices, our recordings, our presence online cannot be erased anymore because there are platforms these days. And this is why I love the internet. It allows us to create, to be present, to speak, to say things. And that is why this podcast is important. It will be there forever. And someone will be able to listen to this podcast in 30 years' time and know that queer people have always been here. That there was someone who is a queer Igbo gay man that spoke truth to power, that said, this is me. We have the right to be here. We can live our lives no matter what. That is legacy. Or even if there is no podcast from me, even if I did not speak about anything, nobody knew about me, the fact that I have lived, I have thrived, I have enjoyed my life, I have been at peace with myself, that is enough as well. You don't have to do any of these things. You just have to live your life. Just live your life and be you. Enjoy being in this world. That's a legacy as well. You know the thing, people forget that the African culture values ancestors, right? Don't they? Let us reclaim our ancestry, right? Okay, what about queer ancestors? Are you going to erase them by silence? Are you going to just pretend that they never existed? Because they did. We had queer ancestors. That is why anytime I am arguing with some of these people, I say to them, my ancestors are okay with who I am because there were ancestors who were queer that came before us. They are here in this room fighting for us, standing up for us, protecting us. Don't try us because our ancestors are okay with queerness. Queerness has always been in Africa. It is not new. It was not brought by anybody into Africa. It has always been there. So we need to speak up and speak on behalf of our queer ancestors. You are never going to silence us. You are never going to be able to do that because in as much as there is the internet, there is social media, we are going to talk about queer lives and tell you that we are here, we were here, and we will be here tomorrow, whether you like it or not. Because if you value your ancestors, you are going to value every of your ancestors. I am in tune with my Omenala, Odinala, my culture, and imagining that my ancestors and spirits are guiding me. I am divinely protected. I know this. The spirits of my ancestors, their energy, everything, I believe in that because I came from somewhere. And where I came from is okay with homosexuality and queerness. And I am never going to see myself as being wrong. And you, as a queer person, never, never, ever see yourself as being wrong, because you are not wrong. We are ancestors in the making. We deserve to be remembered. Okay? So, as I said, queer people were here before you and I existed. We are here now, and they will continue to be here when you and I are no longer here. Our legacy won't be shame. Our legacy won't be silence. Me, Charles, I am a gay Igbo man, and when I'm gone, my story will still speak. That's my inheritance. That is my power. That is your inheritance. That is your power. That is your legacy. When you are gone, your story will still speak. Absolutely. Your story will still speak. Because you were here. You were here and you left a mark. And do not let anyone tell you that because you are queer, you don't have legacy. Because you do have a massive legacy. And you should be proud of that. Forget all of these good-for-nothing people who are always telling you, when are you going to have children? When are you going to have children? When are you going to have children? Pay them dust. I want you to reflect on so many things today. What do you want your queer legacy to be? Ask yourself that. Write down three things you would want someone to remember about you if they spoke your name in 50 years. Create one act of queer legacy this week. For example, post a picture, write something, gift someone something, or love in a way that leaves a mark. Do something. Show kindness. Give someone a good advice. Take someone out. Talk to them. Make an impact. Leave a mark. Those are legacies. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I have been Charles, and this is Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next episode. Continue to be fab because you are.